Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So when you have family dinner night at home, everybody sits around the table and you all eat yummy food together. Hopefully it's yummy. And you spend time talking with each other and sharing stories and telling about your day, and you just spend time enjoying being together. And on Wednesday nights, when we have Wednesday night dinner here at the church, our church family does the same thing. We all sit around the table and we enjoy spending time together while we're eating. Well, Jesus and his disciples did the same thing. They had dinner together and they shared stories together and they enjoyed spending time together. And it was at one of those dinners, the last one that they were all together, that Jesus did something very special. And it's so special that we still do it thousands of years later. So when Jesus and the disciples were sitting around the table, Jesus took the bread and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body that will be given for you. When you eat this, do this in remembrance of me." And then Jesus took the cup of wine, and he said, "This is my blood, which will be shed for you. And when you drink this, do it to remember me." So the bread was still bread and the wine was still wine, but they became symbols that every time the disciples ate the bread and drank from the cup, that they would remember what Jesus did for them. They would remember that Jesus died for them so that they could be free from their sins. Well, believers around the world gather together to do the Lord's Supper, which is what that became known, or communion. And we all do it a little bit differently, but when we have those wafers and that juice in just a little while, we do that to remember that Jesus died for us. He died so that we could be free from our sins and so that we could always be close to God. And we know that Jesus didn't stay dead, that Jesus defeated death and rose from the grave. And because of what Jesus did for us, we can always be friends with God. Jesus showed us how very much God loves us. And so when we do the Lord's Supper or communion, they're the same thing. But when we do those things, we remember Jesus' death and God's grace for us. So let's pray and thank God for his grace and how much he loves us. And then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us so that we could always be close to you. Thank you for defeating death so that we could be free. Help us to remember the grace that you give us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.